the general.
We are the wise guys.
It's the wise guys. Guys. On 98.1 CHFI.
Playing the wise guys for a Friday morning on CHFI. Good morning. It's 7:14 with our very special guest, Jan Arden. She's got a brand new book called Falling Backwards. What happened?
Oh, I was just going, woo! It's Jan Arden.
Oh, my gosh. Because you were down there petting Mitty, your little dog, and I thought, uh-oh, did Mitty, you know?
No, I'm just excited it's me.
Okay, let's do it again. We've got Jan Arden. And, of course, Mike and Gord here. The general has stepped back.
Mike and Gord.
Yeah, I know, right? So, we've been talking about the polar bear versus the beaver, which Senator Nicole Eaton thinks it should be the polar bear, should be our national symbol. And you know what? We're kind of in that court. How do you feel about it? I mean, you're a Canadian symbol, Jan. Maybe it should be you.
Maybe it should be me.
Or Burton Cummings.
Or Anne Murray.
Or Anne Murray.
She might look too much like the queen, so
maybe a little. Maybe a little.
Yeah, it should be Anne Murray. Boy, if it's any celebrity, it should be darn well Anne Murray. I'm sticking with the beaver. I'm sorry, Aaron. I feel strongly about the beaver.
Okay.
And I don't say that.
Lightly. No.
Yeah, no.
No, absolutely.
I mean, I like the polar bear and everything, but I think the beaver is kind of a cute little international joke.
It's a rodent.
I don't care.
Big yellow teeth. It's
like he's been a smoker all his life.
Yeah, really.
Let's not do something that's too pristine. Let's do something believable. It's Canada. He probably does smoke.
He probably does. He rolls his own.
He's in Quebec. Yeah, he rolls his own cigarettes.
So here's the question. Before we got to, you know, the toonie with the polar bear and the loony with the loon, what was on the $1 coin? Other than the queen, of course. What was on the $1 coin in Canada? We could throw our minds back to before the loony.
It wasn't on there for very long, I don't think, but wasn't it a scratch and sniff Gretzky head?
Is that your answer, Ms. Arden?
I'm at a loss. Gosh, I have no idea.
Okay, well, take a minute to think about it, and we'll go to the other guys and come back to you, okay?
All right.
Mike, what do you say?
I believe I have the answer. No matter what Jan says, do not listen to her because I have the answer.
All right.
I've been around a little bit longer than everybody in the room, so I do remember this. Right. And being an avid coin collector.
Well, it's only 1987.
An avid coin collector, right.
Well, look in his pockets. It's all he's got.
It was two guys in a canoe, one half naked.
Really?
Yep.
Which half?
Two.
I'm not at
right
liberty
along.
To tell you.
Two Aaron. Guys in a canoe. Yep. All right. That's Mike's answer. Gord, what is your answer? What was on the back of the $1 coin?
It was a log jam from BC area where where they would bring the logs down and it would all be jammed in the river, but nobody knew what it was. You couldn't tell on the coin because it was too small.
Right.
So then they switched it to the loony.
Okay.
A log jam.
Bunch of logs.
And two guys in a canoe. So what's...
I'm going with log jam. That sounds so crazy.
Well, you can't take my answer.
Oh, why can't I? What kind of a game is this?
You got to pick your own.
I don't know. This is the hardest show I've ever done.
Oh, Jan, and you've done your own radio show.
I know, but this is hard. No, it's not. Mike has just handed me a paper. He's trying to help me. And he said, pony. Thanks, Mike.
My little pony.
I think it was Starbright.
Yes, it was.
Well, it's down to two.
Okay.
Okay, was it Selena Gomez?
No.
That's okay.
Not even Celine Dion. How about that? Okay. All right. So why don't we go back to your original answer?
Let's take a caller, for heaven's sake.
Well, that's okay. We'll do that. We'll go to the phones and start with Joseph, who's on the bottom there. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Great, how thanks. Are you?
Oh, fine.
So, on the wise guys today, what was on the $1 coin before it was a loony? Was it the scratch and sniff Wayne Gretzky? Was it two guys in a canoe? Or was it a log jam, Joseph?
Two guys in a canoe.
Yes, absolutely right.
Yep, one half naked.
A voyageur. Yep. And a native Canadian, a First Nations.
Was it Barnes and Noble?
It might have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
It was two guys in a canoe.
Rodgers and Hammerstein. I have no idea.
Wow. I'd like to get my hands on one of those.
Yeah, well, you
the
could.
Coin or the two guys in
that's
the canoe?
That's right. Hello.
Yeah. Hang on, Joseph. Congratulations.
And finally, here's a shopping tip for you from the wise guys. You can get shoes for a buck at bowling alleys.
And boy, do they smell nice.
Yeah.
We are the Wise Guys.
98.1 CHFI.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm
Toronto's light favorites and the most music at work, 98.1 CHFI. There's Katy Perry's California Girls with Aaron and Mike in the morning. It's 7:22.
Our favorite Alberta girl is joining us here in the studio. Going to talk with Jan Arden again in just a sec. First CHFI weather, sunny 10 today, a partly sunny weekend, and it's 3 right now.
And CHFI traffic, your update with Helena Volka.
And good morning, Mike and Aaron. Well, generally a little lighter than usual. We do have one collision, though, eastbound 401 at the 407 left lane block, so delays from approaching Highway 25 and northbound Yonge is closed at Cumber due to an accident. Rosie O'Donnell is back with her brand new talk show, The Rosie Show. Tune in to OWN weeknights at 7 p.m. and see the Rosie you know and love. Visit rosie.com for more details.
It's 7:23. Good morning from 98.1 CHFI.
If you follow Jan Arden on Twitter, and a lot of us do, you know how candid she can be and so funny. But this book is a whole different level. Was it different? Was it harder, Jan, to scrape beneath the humor and get to the real raw stuff in your life?
I really tried not to think about it, to tell you the truth. I didn't know what I was going to write about when I started. I mean, I knew it was going to be memoir-ish, but I wanted it to read like a novel. I wanted people to have, you know, an invested interest in, you know, the kids that I grew up with. I speak of these two cousins, Leonard and Dale, that, you know, I spent a great part of my childhood with. And so, I mean, I don't know anything about writing books. I'm no Margaret Atwood. I'm no Tina Yothers when it comes to writing books, actually.
Right.
And so I just followed my nose, and I tried not to worry about the content too much as I was going, because I think it would have kept me from jotting things down. And I didn't want to make my parents upset, and I didn't want to hurt my brother's feelings. And so, yeah. you know, you try and tread lightly, but I think there's enough humor to balance the rough spots. And it's every family has its challenges.
Mm-hmm. And skeletons.
My, you know,
yes.
Of course. Yeah. My mom's always saying, well, I thought we were the weirdest family for the longest time, and now I know we're not.
Oh.
Like, no, we're not, Mom. There's a lot weirder than we are.
Yeah, I know.
And so the trials you had growing up, and there were a lot of them, and you talk about, you know, everything from sexual assaults to having a pacemaker.
I know. I didn't know that.
Your dad's temper and the yelling and the fighting that went on. And there's one metaphor you used. It was like planes crashing in my kitchen when your dad and your brother would fight. And I thought,
yeah,
that is so descriptive. But it kept you in the basement. And you went down there and you escaped in your music.
That sounds weird.
I know it does, right? It's like
didn't keep me in the basement.
No.
I just want everyone to know my parents did not keep me in the basement. But yeah, I would go down there. That's where our stereo was.
Right.
It got relegated to the basement. And it was from a co-op or something. The stereo was so crappy. And in order to make it work, you had to glue pennies on or tape pennies on the needle thing, the arm. But yeah, I spent a lot of time down there just poring over records. And, you know, who doesn't want to go into their older brother's stuff? I mean, that was half the attraction.
Even touching his black light, right?
I know, his black light posters. And then you'd look at your teeth and your eyeballs and you'd think, this is the greatest thing ever. Can you imagine how great it was for him when he was stoned? I mean, I was like 10 and like completely straight, but he'd probably lay in there after smoking a doobie and, you know, think the world was going to end.
I love the story about your dad had that Columbia record deal thing going on. That
I'm still a member.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. I can't get off of it.
But those albums kept coming in, and this was your chance to expose yourself to all sorts of music.
Absolutely.
Tijuana Brass.
I loved them. I mean,
and
who
there's
doesn't?
A Herb Alpert song on your new album.
What is it? This Lonely Bull?
Lonely Bull.
I mean, Lonely Bull. It's wonderful. And I got my first Carpenters record. I got my first ABBA record. I got a Gordon Lightfoot record. But then we got things like Nana Mouskouri, Roger Whittaker.
The Whistler.
Yeah, holy crap, that guy can whistle. Yes.
Yes, he can.
He can.
Yes, he was known for that, I believe.
He's way better than Dixie. Even
Absolutely.
I thought Dixie could whistle, but Roger is awesome. And my parents, you know, they played those records a lot. So, and my older brother liked Frank Zappa and Jethro Tull and Nazareth and Black Sabbath. So I was influenced by everything,
so
and I'm so glad.
That's where the song Love Hurts comes from, obviously, when you heard Nazareth, because they were a very loud rock and roll band.
I think they were in the Guinness Book as the loudest rock and roll band in the world. And they each drank a bottle of scotch before they got on stage.
Good
and
heavens.
They're freaking touring again.
Whoa. Yep.
They are alive.
Do they know?
Yeah. They don't know they're touring.
I didn't think so.
I knew that. They were being paid in scotch. I remember that.
Right.
That was one of the legends.
But it's just, I mean, I talk a lot about music in the book and influences, but this book ends when I'm 30. I don't. It doesn't go into the record.
But there's two more years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's 32.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, I know, right?
Give her some money now.
I was going to say that.
We're born the same year, so we know this.
That's where I ended it. I just thought I don't want to bore people with, you know, what I think is just sort of detail-oriented stuff about record deals and all that crap. So I just ended it at 30, which I think is a good place to stop.
It's an amazing book. It is so, so visceral, so real, so touching, so funny. It's such a good read. November 1st, Jan Arden, Falling Backwards. And, of course, that's the day that the album drops, too, Uncover Me, too. So
yes.
November 1st is a big, big day, and we thank you so much for being in here with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
always,
lovely.
Always great to be here.
Thanks,
I wish you guys had a show from, like, noon till 1. Can you move it?
Yes,
great.
And I'll sleep in. That would be awesome. Thanks, Jan.
Jan Arden and the album Uncover Me 2, 98.1 CHFI with Aaron and Mike and Jan Arden. It's 7.